It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, the second week of May brought in a mixed performance as far as the grains were concerned. We did see the wheat market actually finish with gains for the week. Well, corn and soybeans didn't. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the week's performance.
Spring planting is here, and it's time to make the final adjustments to your 2026 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. The risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
Well, we're halfway through the month of May, and we brought in a mixed performance to the as far as the grains were concerned. Trouble coming in the row crops more so than in the wheat. Wheat actually started with some pretty solid gains the first couple of sessions, but then faded the rest of the week, whereas we saw good gains the first 3 days for corn and soybeans, losses, pretty heavy losses to end out the week. Of course, wheat continues to see weather as the major influencing factor that's supporting that market, especially, you know, slower planting up in the northern plains, poorer conditions in the winter wheat area, all helping to add a little support to the wheat market. But you know, we are also seeing demand slowing down, and we also did see a USD report that was somewhat friendly, all helping to push the wheat market here this last week. As far as corn and soybeans were concerned, started off good. The report wasn't bad as far as USDA's May crop production report, but then lack of news coming from the China summit pulled the gains out of the market towards the end of the week. By the time we wrap up the week, we're going to see Minneapolis wheat finishing up about 6 to 7 cents, while Chicago was up 15 to 16 cents, Kansas City finishing 11 to 12 cents higher. In the corn market, we are going to lose 14 to 15 cents. Soybeans are going to be down anywhere from, well, 26 to 31 in the old crops, only 18 to 19 in the new crop months. Soybean meal had a good week as it finished up $10 to $15. Soybean oil struggled a little bit, down 50 to 60 cents. And canola seeing some losses as well, with most contracts finishing down close to that $8 to $9 area. In the meats, well, we had a mixed performance. Live cattle actually pushed higher, gaining close to $3, while we saw feeder cattle mixed. The front months was higher, but that's tied to cash. Deferred contracts were down about $2 to $3. Yeah, lean hogs also losing about a buck. In the outside markets, crude oil was on fire this week, gaining almost $10. Gold was down $180. We saw the dollar up almost 1.5 cents, while the Dow Jones lost about 100 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.